Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Abi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meiri Chomecho Zichrono Levracha, whose yahrzeit is today, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. We're in Tehillim Perek Chaf Hei, and this Tehillim presents us with one of the examples of David's struggle to be able to be straight, truthful, and pure. And so it might be an introduction where David HaMelech asks to be tested to see whether he succeeded in being able to follow the path described in Mesilas Yesharim. Now, the Radak also points out that the capital we're about to learn, number Chaf Hei, is arranged in the Aleph Beis. It's the first one. We're going to see this quite a bit in Sefer Ksuvim, and we're going to find it a lot in the Paitanim, in the those who compose poetry, that they like to use the Aleph Beis order. The Radak points out over here that it's not so clear why that's so important. Maybe it was put in David HaMelech that way when he got inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh. But it shows a certain degree of importance for a kapitel. It seems to suggest that it's a fundamental way of life. It's as basic as the Aleph Beis. But we'll discover we won't find the letters Beis, Vav, and Kuf. And two psukim are going to begin with a resh. Beis, Becha, and Vav, Avalamdeni may be in there, even though they don't appear at the beginning of a pasuk, but we'll see that Kuf is still missing, and maybe we'll try to figure out why as we begin the parak, LeDavid. So this gets said by David. Eilecha Hashem nafshi esa, Hashem to you, I lift up my soul in tefillah, says the Targum. And this is achieved, says Rashi, by concentrating all of my thoughts on Hashem. And so he says, Elokai, my God, b'chaba tachti alei vosha, my God, I put my trust in you. The Medrash says, you know what this is like? He says, it's like the night that the royal watchman sees the traveler suspecting him of a crime. And so he begged them, don't meet me, I'm a member of the king's household. In the morning, they brought the traveler to the king. And the king says, you don't even know me, right? And so the traveler said, yes, I don't. However, I put all my trust in you, and had I not claimed to be under your protection, they would have beaten me. So the king said, listen, because you put in trust in me, let him go free. So similarly, if you put your trust in Hashem, you'll be spared from the affliction by just putting that trust in, even if you're not worthy. B'cha batachti alei vosha, don't let me be embarrassed. I put my trust in you. Even if you don't respond, my faith will be put to shame and my enemies will be raised. It's not my own wish that I'm interested in. I just don't want them to do it for you, right? And I don't want al yaltsu oivaili. I don't want my enemies to be excited over me. Gam kol kovecha lo yevoshu. And there's that phrase, shekol kovecha lo yevoshu. Those who put their hope in you should not be shamed. David asks not only for himself. He says that, says the Radak, that Hashem answer anyone who's faithful over here, even if they're not worthy. Yevoshua bogdim reikam, right? Let the traitors to the destitute, let them be shamed. And that's what he says, and he continues, Yerachecha Hashem odieni or chosecha lamedeni. Moshe Rabbeinu made that request also. He said, Hashem, make your ways known to me and teach me your paths. And that refers to a complete comprehension of the ways of nature to understand creation and how everything is intertwined under his guidance. That's how you come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadricheni v'amitecha v'lamdeni, go ahead and lead me in your truth and accustom me. Ki ata lokei yishi oscha kivisi kol hayom. You are my God, my Savior. To you I have hoped all these days. We find Moshe Rabbeinu also made that request. Hadricheni b'amitecha, he said also, hareini nas kvodecha. Basically, what Moshe and David are asking is a way towards the ultimate truth, but it's not about the truth of Hashem. It's impossible to get it. But he says, let me go accustomed to your training so that I'll be prepared for the ultimate revelation, because you're God. And that's the way I want to be able to wait and achieve it all day long. And not only the days of this world, says Rashi, which is like a bright day for the Goyim, but like a dark night for Am Yisrael, give me something to understand. Zochorach amecha Hashem achasadecha kimelam hema. Hashem, remember your mercy and your kindness. You showed your mercy, says the Radak, from the first moment I was conceived. Your mercy let me develop. Your mercy was there when I was born. and throughout the subsequent years. And so therefore I call upon you now to remember the mercy and to continue it, because it's been there from the beginning. Chatos neurayu pishoy al tiskar. Please don't remember the averos that I did as a kid. In other words, the bottom line is, when I was a kid, before the age of 20, I was just immature. And so David asks forgiveness for error and for rebellion in this situation. According to your kindness, remember to credit all of the good deeds that I did when I was worthy of being rewarded with your mercy, because you're a good source of mercy and you're a wellspring of good. So it helps you and me for you to treat me that way. Tobi Ashar Hashem, you're good and upright, and so therefore Al Kein Yorech Atoim Baderech. That's why you guide sinners on this way. How does Hashem show the sinners the path? By giving them with pain, so that they realize this is the wrong road. Maybe we should turn around and get onto the right road. And that's what we say. Abal Atar Misayim Oso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to assist in the process when one wants to become Tahor, wants to get back on the path. So Yadrech Anavim Bamishpat V'Yelamed Anavim Darko. Hashem sets the humble with justice and will teach the humble his way. Right, Kol Orchos Hashem Chesed VMS Lenotzei Bris Obeid Bosav. All his paths are Chesed VMS for those who guard the covenant and the testimony. He's going to be able to, whether he has to punish or whether he goes ahead and is able to show good things. It's all paths leading to the same idea, and it's all built on kindness and goodness, Lenotzei Bris Obeid Bosav, for those who guard his covenant and his testimony. And that's what we say in Hosea, Ki Yesharim Darchei Hashem B'Tzadikim Yochubam U'Poshim Yikashlubam. The way is straight. Those who are on the road will either hit the potholes or they're going to be able to walk straight. And that's what the Navi David HaMelech continues, L'man Shemcha Hashem B'Salachta La'Avoniki Rav Hu, a famous pasuk also, do it for your name, Tov V'Salach. And so I ask that your kindness be recognized, and because your great name, forgive me now. And a great sin requires a great Hashem to be able to give me forgiveness. The Radak says he's talking to the Aver about the Aver he did with Bathsheba. I've already asked that the guilt be wiped away. Now I'm asking again because the sin was very, very big. And so that's what he says, Mizah Ish Yirei Hashem Yoreinu B'derech Yivchar. Who is this person, the one who shows Yiras Hashem, the fearful of Hashem? You should show him the way he should choose. And that's a reference to Avram Avinu. Hashem guided Avram Avinu at that point in time. Nafsho Betov Talin V'Zari Yirash Aretz. His soul will rest in goodness if he chooses only good in his lifetime, says Rashi. Then when he rests in the grave, he'll be rewarded and blessed with goodness, and in the merit of his tzidkus, his children will be blessed by Hashem in that regard. And that's what we say, Sod Hashem L'Yireyav V'Vriso L'Hodiyam. The secret of Hashem is for those who fear Him. Hashem doesn't reveal the secrets of His being to anyone other than the Talmidei Chachamim who study His Torah. That's where the secrets are revealed. And so that has to be accompanied by a Yirash Hashemayim and a scrupulous observance of the mitzvot, says the Radak. And his covenant is, no, he struck a pact with the soul to be able to enlighten us. Einai tamid al Hashem. My eyes are always towards Hashem. Ki hu yotzi mireshes raglai. He'll free me from the snares around my feet. Whether that's the snare of sin or the actual literal snare that enemies put out. And that's what he adds in Pnei Elai v'chananeni ki yachid v'aniyani. Hashem, you should turn to me because I'm alone. I'm an individual. I'm a king of a great nation, but I'm no more than a solitary individual, says David HaMelech. I put no faith in soldiers. I put faith in you. David also mentions, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Zion, he mentioned this when he had Saras. The Gemara tells us that at that point in time, the Sanhedrin abandoned him. Because the Torah says, "Batad Yeshev, mechutz l'machane moshavo," he has to sit alone. And so he says, precisely because of king, I'm king. I get the sins of the entire people who are dependent on me. So please turn to me and answer my tefillos, he says. Tzaros levavi hirchivu mi mitzukosai hotzieni. The troubles of my heart spread. and I want you to take me out from my mitzukos and from my distress. So see my affliction and my toil, and take away my sins, take away those experiences. He says, I want you to behold my enemies. They became many, and they hate me with unjustified animosity. Right? The Plishtim, the Edomim, the Ammon, and Moab, and Aram, all of them, they're out. Right? Shama Nashi, Bahatzileni, Alevosh, Ki Chasisibach. He says, I want you to guard my soul and rescue me, and let me not be ashamed, because I took my refuge in you. Tom Viosha Yitzruni, Kiki Bisicha. Let the perfect innocence and uprightness protect me, because I have hope in you. And this is the way it goes. Pideo Kimis Yisrael Mikol Tzarosav. So whatever you do, I'm not only concerned with my own salvation. Redeem Am Yisrael Hashem. Redeem them both in my lifetime. And please do so after I'm dead, says the Radak. This is my hope and my tefillah for you, says the Radak. And this is what David HaMelech offers in his first of his Aleph-Bet systems. And everyone hopefully will get the benefits of the tefillah, and everybody hopefully will merit a great, amazing, wonderful day. Have a great day.